Hey, this is Russ Bain, the role-playing public radio. We're playing Monsters and Other Childish Things, Rick and Morty.
I have 10 extra.
In other words, I'm using the Monsters and Other Childish Things game system to run a game based in the Rick show universe, Rick and Morty. for those of you who don't know, it is from the mind of Dan Harmon, and his animated show on Adult Swim. It is about a mad scientist named Rick and his grandson named Morty. And so for this rules, the monster is Rick, and the kid is Morty. And these are three different Ricks and Mortys from three different parallel universes who are members of the Council of Ricks, who live in the Citadel of the Ricks. And there we'll get started. But first off, one thing I forgot to mention, I mentioned but we didn't establish, everyone will be role-playing one Rick and one Morty, but we will be switching. Who you're not going to be playing one team? You're gonna, so you have someone else to talk to. So who wants to? Let's say everyone primarily plays one of the Ricks, and so give your Morty to another player. So who wants to give Tom?
Pass our Mortys to the left hand side.
That works with me, unless you want to do it to the right hand side.
So you're playing each other's Mortys now.
Yeah.
Ricks?
Yeah, you're playing a different Morty.
Okay.
So you can. Have something to play with. So go ahead and pass it to the left.
Okay.
No, the Ricks. Morty. Yeah, the Morty. You keep the Rick, the scientist, you give away the grandson.
Okay. Oh, so we're playing different characters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Might want to actually write this part in then.
Now, keep in mind about the relationships, that's with what each pair. So,
It's fine.
I assume you're going to mostly be playing as the Ricks, because they're more of the dominant.
The monsters?
Yeah. Normally, you'd be playing mostly as the kids, but in this show, we'll make an exception.
Fair.
So, just remember the rules about relationships. The Morty can give out points of his relationship to the Rick to give him a bonus on whatever role he wants, or he could use it for himself. Now, if you loan out a relationship and then that skill check still fails, that relationship is damaged. You cannot use it. You can't use it for the rest of the session or until you can heal it by having a scene with the person whose relationship you damaged. So, because you all have relationship with your family, Jessica, Jerry, and Summer, mother, father, and sister, respectively. You can go to your universes and go talk to them. Talk out. So, let's go ahead and introduce characters. Just introduce your primary pair. So, David, what universe is your Rick from, and what's the deal with him?
Well, since we don't have an Aaron here tonight, I thought we need a robot Rick. So I've got Robo-Rick. Basically, what happened in the universe was he caused the destruction of all humanity, and in his attempt to fix things, he replaced everybody with a robot doppelganger and covered them with a fake skin outer layer, hoping that nobody notices.
All right.
It's just like it was before. Everybody's just a little bit more robot-y.
So he's a robot as well?
Yes.
Okay, so he and the Morty are robots. Nice. Caleb?
I'm playing Rick and Morty from the Arachnid Man dimension.
Yeah.
Where everyone is a man-arachnid hybrid.
So it's just the same, just man-arachnid hybrid.
He has a worse relationship with his mother because she ate many thousands of his brothers and sisters.
All right.
But he was lucky enough to be the one that wasn't.
Yes, him and Summer survived.
All right, fair enough. So, yes, interesting family dynamic. and then Tom?
Yeah, I am playing the Rick from the Fishman universe.
All right.
Almost, free team, go!
Yeah, basically, that 90% of all land went crashed below the surface, and to save everyone, you just devolve them into fish-human hybrids.
Okay.
I notice it still loves to rub it into people's faces that he was right.
All right. Back in his home universe. Okay. Count the Citadel of the Ricks out here.
No, that's things are totally different here.
Yeah.
Yes, tell us all about how you saved everybody, just like everybody else here.
all right, so This takes place after the episode that's set in the Citadel breaks, just for the after the murder of many Ricks, and that has sent the community into quite a tizzy. Oh, what should we do? And people talking about, well, maybe we should reevaluate the whole... so there is a small voice of people, of some of the Ricks who are thinking, maybe we should reevaluate the Morty situation. Maybe we shouldn't take them for granted so much. Maybe they should be more than just cloaks to hide our super genius. So, to that end, the Hammer Rick and Morty, or the Hammer Rick, who is a sentient hammer, he has recruited the three of you to be part of a team-building exercise. So there's three of you, and you're supposed to...
we're not going to do those ropes things, right? Fall backwards into each other's arms, because I don't trust these guys.
No, I'm sure you're all quite aware of each other's reputation and your backgrounds. I chose you three because you seem to have unusually high Morty quotients, as in you've actually given some thought to their welfare and at some point.
Yes, thought. Welfare.
Yes. Keep in mind, we have very low standards here in terms of that particular threshold. So, and you're all on your still, you're all on your original Mortys, or you're all in the same state as your Mortys. You didn't just clone one and buy one here at the Citadel. So,
yeah. Who would do that? Not me.
Yeah.
That's
true. How would it even, the cloners don't even work for man.
Get back to it.
Yeah. Good. So I figure a team building exercise where you're out, all three of you working together, is also just improving dynamics among the rich. We're all sort of lone wolves. Maybe we should work more in cooperation so we're achieving our. Anyway.
Cooperate?
Team building.
Cooperate? Sure.
All right. Yeah. We found this planet, a new alien planet in a parallel dimension, X3593J.
Who came up with that one?
Well, I don't know. I think it was...
From the numbers world, right?
I think it was the Cyclops. Cyclops, Rick. Anyways.
No depth.
They found a new planet with a breathable atmosphere, but not much else. It's called... He labeled Omega Anubis Hades 2. So I thought maybe you guys should just explore it and map it out and set up an outpost there, and that would be a great team-building exercise. Report any findings.
This isn't just yet another one of your bullshit ways to try to get rid of us, is it?
No, your paranoia, just because your world was destroyed doesn't mean we're all out. We're society.
Way to save it.
We're trying to cooperate to protect ourselves from our many, many, many enemies. Many. I don't want to... hammer on that point too much.
It's not like this isn't going to take long, is it? The spawning instinct is, like, really strong.
Oh, dear God.
It shouldn't, but, yeah, there's some, so you just map it out and send a report back, and we'll evaluate you. You'll be followed by these little camera robot probe things to record you so we can study it, you know.
They better have a privacy mode.
No.
Great.
It's for science. We're all Ricks here. I mean, we've all been to the big interdimensional orgy hole.
That was a great summer.
Yeah. Is
there a tiny hammer, Morty?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
he's just recently been freed from
I've been tangling him in webs and trying to bite him.
No, doesn't have blood. doesn't have blood. I'll get a shoe. I'll get the shoe, Rick. Yeah, that's right. You think you're big, but it's a shoe Rick. Shoe Rick beats Spider Rick. All right. Now, you can you have some credits you can use for supplies. I don't know. Whatever. You just go out. You got portal guns.
Bandoliers of booze.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
So team building. So three little camera probes, one to follow each of your little teams. Starts.
Is that we're switching Mortys? Is that what we're doing?
No, you can keep your same Mortys, but you all three groups have to work together to explore this planet. Yeah. So Hammer Rick looks at you for a bit and is like, "Oh, no questions. All right, yeah, I gotta go off."
No, like I had maybe I had questions, but I think we all know the answer to all of them. All
right, so you have basically. You have a chance to buy supplies if you want. To buy supplies, you can either just spend the credits and get a pool of three dice you can use for sort of a bonus pool for any role you make while on the planet, or you can extend that if you talk to the other orcs, try and get a better deal, or something along that line. You do know, for example, that the other Ricks value scientific information, valuable discoveries and stuff like that, so you could make side deals if you wanted to, or if you wanted to get something particular, you could, or you could talk to each other, or do more research about the planet. It's up to you. Anyways, so you're in the Citadel of the Ricks. The market is in full force. There are merchant Ricks selling new Mortys, Morty toys, Morty accessories.
Morty shop.
There's a new fad of pajazzing where you glue little jewels onto your portal gun.
Like Morty Chow?
Yeah, to make it look more fabulous. You don't know what universe that started on, but it's caught on.
The darkest of universes.
The darkest timeline. So you guys can talk to each other. What do you guys want to do? You have the coordinates, so anyone with a portal gun can just go there anytime. And you guys can, of course, if you don't have a portal gun, you could use, you know, wait for somebody else to open the portal for you.
Who's got a portal gun?
Lost
yours, did you?
Yeah. Always the automaton, Ricks.
What are you going to do?
Ridiculous.
Like, you just can't trust inorganics. You really can't.
I know.
Like, there's something...
Hey, I needed the parts for something vital.
Hey,
I want to go to the sub-parliament spider Rick party.
Sub-parliament spider Rick?
All of the universes in which Ricks are giant spiders.
There's seven. Seven universes. So there is a room that they have. So they have their own little club.
What's up, Ricks?
Oh, hey.
We all high five. It'll take many minutes.
Yes.
Because we have multiple legs.
it's harder to because Trapdoor Spider Rick is pretty reclusive. He kind of dug a hole and kind of peeks out of it.
What a dweeb.
Yeah. And Tarantula is really hairy. He likes hugs. And Wolf Spider is
spiky hugs.
Yeah.
Dagger hugs.
Yeah. And then there's Black Widow one who is very, very nervous. no females, right?
Spider Ricks. Too long have we been oppressed in the Council of Ricks.
Yeah. Damn
saying it. You can't eat our Mortys even though they're fleshy and full of blood. No more! There's a new world that's been unclaimed by the Council of Ricks that I've been charged to survey. I'm going to spend mine to get a beacon so that once we establish a safe landing zone, we can make a kingdom of the spiders, Ricks. And we'll make our own awesome world of spider Ricks with blackjack and hookers.
Forget the blackjack.
Didn't you try that?
Trapdoor Spider. Well, you know, the only way we could make a kingdom is if we can. It's not making a beacon. Most of us have portal guns. I mean, only the inorganics. I mean, if we have the inorganics.
We all spit venom.
Yeah.
They're mere mention.
But we have to get a way to force the other Morty or the Ricks from entering. So we need like a dimensional gate so that we could force every, if there was a dimensional gate on that planet, we could build, or if there's one already we could control, then we could force anyone trying to enter that universe would have to go through the gate. And so that would be a choke point. We could control them.
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
So, you need to scatter out and find a good place to build one. There has to be someplace fortified. You know, we don't want an orbital strike taking it out. Right?
Look, Trapdoor Spider Rick, I don't want to get all bogged down on the details, nerd.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out as we go.
It has to be subterranean. It has to be deep. And also
I step on his trapdoor.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey.
All right.
I'll trap you.
Plan established.
Yeah. All right. So, Tom.
I was going to go to the marketplace like, yeah, I'm going on a mission with one of the spider Ricks. Do you have anything that could make my blood taste like, I don't know, like something ridiculously horrible?
Yes. how adverse are you to side effects?
I don't know. What level are we talking about? Like level one or like level seven?
Well, we have the one that makes you sterile, but your blood will taste like toner fluid, ink toner. Then we have Let's see here. The Acid for Blood, that's really popular.
No, I've seen movies. I've seen the videos. They warn you about that. If your pH gets, if the pH gets too high, it can eat right through your body.
No, it's okay. It's biobalanced for, organic life. There's practically no downside whatsoever.
Practically. Define practically.
Mutant cancer.
I heard that perfectly well. Why did you just say that? That is like false advertising. I will have you shut down.
You can't shut me down. I'm in with the Council of Ranks.
Thus the game ends before.
Look, if you want something that's like, you have to choose how dangerous you want your blood to be. The more dangerous it is, the more side effects you have to deal with. If you want a minor annoyance, then you can get it for, whatever. But if you want it to be really, really fuck them over, we have this advanced sort of, for the mutant, that evolving mutated cancer, the chemotherapy drugs.
Yeah, you're right.
Are really, really effective.
Morty!
Yeah.
Hey, good news. I think we might be able to get you something to keep that spider Rick from, eating you. If you're willing to try it.
I don't think you've got my well-being in mind here.
Absolutely. I don't want the spider Rick to eat you. So come on, just take this.
Why would the spider Rick eat me? You're going to watch out for me, aren't you?
You're kidding. You're kidding, right?
There is one, though, if it has no side effects on the user himself.
That's fine. Look,
and it's totally lethal to anyone who would try and drink their blood.
Jesus. What is it? I don't want to kill him. You have a sick outlook. You really do.
Well, what do you want to happen to the person who drinks their blood?
I just want it to taste bad. Look,
taste bad.
It's for your benefit.
It doesn't really.
It's so those spiders won't eat you.
Vampire Rick? Vampire Rick tried to eat me yesterday, and you didn't do anything.
I owe that guy money. Okay.
Look here. Try this. This sounds all you're looking for, right. And it's totally fine. Your Morty won't have any side effects whatsoever.
Good. Here, drink this.
And how did I get this number 5 on my wrist? I mean, you keep telling me it's a birthmark, but it looks exactly like the number 5.
Look, is it just a 5?
It's just a 5.
Then you're fine. Now, if the numbers get higher, help tell me about that.
All right. So now, of course, what you really want to make sure is he's really, really gluten sensitive. Like, really, you really don't want to eat any gluten stuff at all.
You don't like gluten, do you?
God, it turns him into a vegan.
What's gluten?
The most horrible thing in the world if you never ever want to eat it.
Yeah. So just as a side, don't have them eat anything.
All right. Yeah, just take this. Your blood will be absolutely revolting. And you'll be totally safe from the ricks. From the spider.
Are we going to Wheat World?
Yeah.
It's not gonna. What's it gonna do to Vampire Rick?
Well, I don't know. I'll call him. I'll see.
All right. So you now have
foul tasting blood.
Yeah, foul tasting blood.
Okay. So
you can just put that on the sheet somewhere.
Comments.
All right. So what are the robot Rick and Morty up to? Before they leave.
I've got yours, right?
Yes.
Okay,
the good news is that we've been tagged to take a look at a brave new world. The bad news is we can't get there. We've got to depend on the other Ricks. And you know the spaceship is busted. I mean, we can't use that. So, let's go to the other inorganic Ricks. Let's see what they can come up with. Come, Morty.
Why are you looking at me? Look at him. He's your Morty.
Awkwardness, protocol, engaged. Tense.
Golly.
You're like a higher pitched voice Elcor now.
All right,
I'm a really poorly, haphazardly programmed voice.
So the first Rick you find is the Crystal Rick, who's made out of crystals. His Morty is a geode, sort of rolling around, and it sort of shimmers at you. And you have your universal translator answer. It's like, what do you want?
Well, look, we're going to be taking a look at a brand new world. Hammer Rick told us we have to. So, parlay, trade.
Yes. And there's more beautiful, sort of ethereal sounds coming from Grizzly. Hey, I got your shit right here. Crystal Man Warehouse. We got all kinds of fucking shit here. What the fuck you want, man?
Crystal meth, maybe?
Bad pun.
We got crystal guns. We got crystal lasers. We got crystal scat masks. We got crystal power up. We got
crystal portal gun.
I like how this guy exists in every.
Crystal in the portal gun.
There's a brief symphony of sound as the crystal, the cavern that you're in, just lights up with a thousand, an incredible display of sound and light. I got all kinds of fucking portal guns. You got to be more specific. You want a pajazzle? We got some fucking. We can put some.
No. Just the basics.
All right, what you got for trade?
Information. Look, my eyes were going to record everything on that world. Literally everything. You're going to get the first-hand knowledge. You're going to know exactly where to land.
Maybe.
It's crystal meth. I knew it. That's what he's high on.
I can loan it out to you for the duration of the operation in exchange for the information.
That'll work.
All right. So you gain a 3-dice ability for a portal gun. Just put that on the side. You'll just roll 3 dice for it. It'll work to get you out there, but it's pretty crappy. It's covered in blood, scratches.
Slightly used.
Bits of hair stuck in it.
Yeah. Skin.
It's scalp.
Yeah. So, any other preparations? Are just going to
that
go
was
back?
Pretty much it.
All right. So you have a portal.
All right. Here's the uplink code for the eyes.
Yeah. All right.
You'll even be able to see it in real time.
Yeah, it's fucking great. all right. So the three of you meet back up. The six of you meet back up. You open the one of your portal guns.
Let's make sure that we got the game plan nice and secure. Like it's like something to like refrigerator magnet. All right, we'll keep them there. We always know where they are. Refrigerator magnet.
I insert
skeptical
so
comment in which Rick will dismiss and belittle me. Prepare for skeptical comment. Buffering.
Is he going to do this the whole time?
Probably. I don't.
I'll put it on him then.
Yeah. All right,
face.
So the you open the portal gun, you step through, and then you come to a blasted hellscape of broken rock, a greenish yellow sky, a desolate wasteland all around you, except for slightly ahead of you, you see a crash. Site, obviously some sort of spacecraft crash land.
Inorganic, Rick. This looks almost
as
bad as your world.
There's a figure lying prone on the ground, or leaning up against a rock about 50 feet away from you. It's still breathing. You can see the chest rising, so you can go over.
Should we just go ahead and eat that thing? I really think we should.
Let's spin it up in webs first, and then we'll decide later.
Okay. I need to practice this. I have a big test with it coming up.
All right, so you're going to approach the figure in the...
Yes.
All right, so it's a human in the spacesuit. He's just... water.
We're
spitting a running. It's bandages for your health. Tell us what happened.
I can't see. I was blinded by the nuclear explosion. You must flee. This place is death. The ruins are death. It waits below. It is beyond our comprehension.
You said in the water.
Rick, I think this guy's about
water,
to die.
Right?
We should do it now. You always told me that it's
Damn it, Morty, slow play.
Oh, sorry. Water, do you have any?
Did either of you guys think to bring water?
I have a helmet with like water in it. It's oxygenated salt water. It wouldn't really help.
Here, take a slug of this.
Stay, this planet is death. It should be forbidden. The ruins.
Now?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. All right. So you kill him and pass the broken up spaceship, which is and just basically there's no size bigger than a couple feet across in diameter, but there is a massive crater past the astronaut. But beyond
wow,
that, you can see in
the distance,
some sort of massive artificial structures standing out from the wasteland. Probably the ruins the dead guy was referring to.
Let's search the crashed spaceship.
Okay. What are you going to use for that? Do you have any sensory powers?
Super science!
Dark vision and super genius.
All right. You get to use one ability, so choose which one you want to roll.
Super genius.
I'm going to scan it with my robo-vision.
Ooh. Two nines.
Three
Actually,
twos.
Two nines and two fives.
So two nines.
Three twos.
Two eights.
All right. So the three of you go through there. You find two women who were flattened by a piece of rolling debris that they did not run.
They deserved it.
Let this be a lesson to you, Morty. always be the fastest one or you die.
Wait a minute. This piece of debris just fell right at him. Is it a long piece of debris?
It's like a
fairly long
cylinder. Yeah.
Don't.
And they didn't go left or right. They just tried to outrun it.
Debris not just a thing.
They really.
Debris is sentient, Morty.
You can find the ship's black box. It is. So you find it.
Plug in.
With what? What ability are you using?
Oh. Shit. Dang it. Why does it have to be micro USB? I don't have one.
Inorganics are always trying to do that.
So we want to read the black box, I guess.
Well, there's one other thing. You also find some sort of just messy bits and pieces of some sort of non-human creature. There are lots of bits of human, but most of them are charboiled, pretty fragmentary, but there's clearly just some sort of goo and sort of exoskeleton bit.
Are these things any good cooked?
No more than you getting fat.
You're probably right.
Rick,
so,
I'm scared.
There's a black box.
Looks like they're going to
stick
something here that's killing people. Killing the people.
The two women are intact.
There's always something killing people. Always.
But I'm people.
Not really.
Not anymore. Are we really?
Anyway, you know what you were saying.
So yeah, there are three things finding. The two women explorers, or astronauts that were crushed. The black box, and then the non-human creature remains, gooey as they are. Hmm. So...
Can I super science the non-human remains?
Yes.
And I will super science the black box.
Okay.
Fives.
It's not quite good enough. You need eights or better. The black box resists your attempt to decrypt it. It is protected. So
I have three eights.
You can send it. You can go back to the Citadel of Rix and drop it off to somebody, or you could wait to try again later. But as you try it, it sets out a temporary three wrong guesses on password. No attempts can be made for the next hour.
I know that is just lazy.
What'd you get?
Somebody.
Three eights.
The creature is nothing you've ever seen before. A new species of alien life. It does have some human DNA in it, but it is all you can guess is it's some sort of mass predatory, dangerous creature. That's all you can get from the small amount you've been able to recover. You can't tell much else about it without
acidic blood, perhaps a nonsensical life cycle that makes no sense whatsoever in light of the other films.
Possible. It's hard to speculate at this point. With that, you'd have to take it. You could clone it with the DNA you have, but that would who knows what would happen, you know? And do you really want to clone it inside the Citadel?
Why is it that the answers that immediately came to mind, yes, wait, yes, wait, yes, wait, Yes.
All right, let's go check out those ruins. They're like really high up. We could build a really big web up there.
So like we're it's okay. We're like all eight of your eyes suddenly going shifty.
Yes. Clearly. All right. So you walk. You know, it's a couple miles away. Quite a ways in the distance. You arrive at the entrance of the ruins. It's just a massive wall with what appeared was probably a massive gate there, but it's, the gate itself is gone. So it's just an opening in the wall. Between the outer wall and the sort of courtyard within, there is sort of a large temple-like structure, vaguely pyramid-shaped, but it has been heavily damaged by weather and time. You look around, you can see steps leading up to a...
Oh, that's good. It's classic Ziggurat. It's yeah. Great.
There is...
Come on, Morty, let's warm this up!
Yeah.
So many things are going to fly through there!
You could spend your time webbing up the gate.
Of course.
All right, so you start doing that. It's about 50 degrees across. That'll take you pretty much the rest of the day.
You know that I don't like inorganics, but at least there's not things coming out of your butt. I'm assuming that's a secondary, but I'm not sure. I'm sure he's not. That poop doesn't come out of there, but it's just really gross.
Yeah, let's scan this pyramid thing for the science.
Well, anyways, there are two entrances into the ziggurat. One is the going up the steps at the top. You see a high portal, or just an entrance in there. Obviously, engineered, obviously built. But on the other side of the pyramid, there is a hole where on the bottom. Sort of the foundation of it leading downward. This looks like something that was it looks like some sort of explosion opened a hole in the side of the structure as a leading down. So you're not sure. So which one do you want to take, or do you want to split up?
Let's go down. Down sounds good. Come on, Marty. This will be fun.
Yeah. All
right.
Agreement.
All right, great role playing there. So you head down in there. Everyone, give me a. The Ricks can give me a science check, and the Mortys can. Or you can choose which one you want to do. You can either have your Rick.
We send inorganic Morty first.
Okay. Brains plus notice, or you can roll a sensory of power if you want. You can choose what you want to do.
Well, I'm going to use the RoboVision. We might send inorganic Morty, just because.
Actually, I'll use lower him on a web.
All right, so inorganic Morty is the scout?
Yes.
All right, inorganic Morty, roll me brains plus
don't worry.
Fear.
Don't worry, I'll cover you from here. Anything tries to get you, I've got you safe. This time we got you safe.
It's fours?
All right. He looks there. He feels rocks sort of falling, like tiny little pebbles hitting him on the head, which gives him enough time to look up and can see that the ground is unstable, or the ceiling is unstable, and a boulder comes loose. So give me a feet plus dodge. Feet plus.
Hey, Robot Morty.
Dodging.
If something,
you're not very good at that.
Look, yeah. Hey, Robot Morty. If something dangerous happens, show emotion.
He fails.
All right.
I do have him covered. So
covered.
Yeah, I said, don't worry, I'll cover you from here.
From the rock.
Yes.
Suppressing fire on a rock.
Why do you think I used the portal gun for?
All right. Okay.
Okay, you need to beat 3 9s.
I might be able to do that.
You might.
Well, I got either 3 8s, 2 10s, or 2 9s. Oh, wait a minute. 2 levels of Wicked Fast means 4 10s.
Oh, well, it goes off of 4 10s, so...
Yeah. That would be it.
It would, disrupt the set. You managed to atomize.
Where does the boulder go?
The I don't know, someplace else.
Jerry just like reading a paper and he gets crushed.
tiny pieces.
No, it's the garden in the Jerry universe. So his petunias have been ruined.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right, so you continue on.
See? You guys just use your portal gun to open up holes into the universe. I weaponized mine. Who's the better scientist now?
Yeah, great. Yeah, great. You just thought of something on the fly. It makes you a better scientist. Right.
All right, so you can continue on. The sort of rough tunnel, you, between the three of the bricks, you realize somebody was used explosives or some sort of powerful force to carve this tunnel roughly and quickly out of the pyramids, though they were trying to get out in a hurry, which is why it's unstable. But it opens up into a side tunnel. You're deep within the pyramid itself. It is, everything is dark and everything looks pretty much similar. So you start heading off in a random direction, exploring the labyrinth-like structure of the interior. You're far below the surface at this point. So you continue on.
Kind of makes you wonder what they were trying to run away from. Done that boarding.
No, like, oh, that's you. You're his Morty.
Affirmative. Wondering. Buffering. I imagine Morty's pupils are just spinny rainbow balls.
Oh, yeah, these balls, yeah. He would be Mac, wouldn't he? Yeah.
You know, seriously, did you use the Pentium 1 on him or something?
He's got dual processors. I don't know what the other one's doing.
Yeah. That's why you're the better scientist, right?
But between you don't have to roll. But between your various sensors and gadgets, you can tell you have a couple choices. You can either start heading upwards, or you could start heading straight ahead. You can tell that there's some sort of increased organic presence. There's more bacteria in the air. There's more. It's warmer, damper. There's something alive up there. You can't tell anything about it. It could just be microbes, or it could be, you know, a giant monster, or something in between, or it could be another astronaut or something. There are signs of humans being here. So straight up would lead you back to the top of the pyramid, but off to the side, there's a side passage that you're getting electronic signals from. Like, there are some devices that have been left behind. You can see a dim light. Perhaps the astronauts set up base camp somewhere within there. So there's three directions you can ascertain, or three sort of goals you can ascertain pretty easily within there. So which of those sounds most interesting to you?
So base camp...
Up in the pyramid.
We have horrible monster or microbe?
Some sort of life. Some sort of organic presence.
Okay, and...
Just to the top of the pyramid, where the air is cooler and more sterile, it seems like.
Spider Morty and I will check out the signs of life.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I still can't differentiate between just organic smells and the pulsing blood within.
Just eat it all.
Okay.
All right. So you have that. What about you? So you're voting for organic as well?
Might as well.
All right. Yeah, sure.
All right, so you continue on for a while, and you come to, so the three of you can give me another sensory check, a brains plus notice, or a sensory power.
Three tens for RoboVision.
Three threes. Big old fish-eyed Morty sees something.
Well, you mean big old fish-eyed Rick sees something.
No, so that was Morty.
This is a height check. Morty. Did anybody get higher than sixes?
Tens.
Tens. You did not, and you did not. All right, so only you see the monster rising. As you continue on, it becomes more and more swamp-like. There's much more moisture. You can see that there are sort of ruins or symbols along the walls, but they've been sort of eroded more by the moisture and just time. This place must be millions of years old. But as you come to a more open area, it looks like some sort of Some sort of industrial purpose, some sort of cistern or water processing or sort of center. There's like these open pools and channels for water to be maneuvered, and there are gates or sluice gates, and that kind of thing. So as you're looking at this vast sort of structure or room, the water starts stirring behind you, and out comes out a horrible bug-eyed monster, an aquatic bug-eyed monster. You are the only one who are going to be able to act in this round. You two are paralyzed, or like just like, oh man, science. Science. David, you can... what is your Morty's brain? You can declare as well, since you're the... Or who... Yeah. You're the robot, yeah, so you can declare as well. Your Morty. What's his brain?
Four.
All right, Fish so he's declaring before you, so you get to find out what he does. And he is going to use his terrible tentacles to attack the two people who don't notice him. It's an area attack with spray, so he will be striking both of those Ricks. So what are you going to do?
That is a tough question, because on the one hand, Ricky is kind of an asshole, and doubt my science, will they? Yeah, let's see them get themselves out of this.
So, on the other hand... So, the Morty during combat, he can make a brain plus notice check to figure something about the environment he can use. He can do something useful. He can spend his action to loan a relationship to his Rick to give him a bonus to his role. Or he can attack directly if he has some sort of weapon or if he has something that would hurt a giant-ass monster. Or he could run, like get out of danger or something like that. There are various switches and levers and things like that in this area, so you could try and figure out what could, like, drain the pool the monster's in, for example. Or you could push one of the other
Android
ribs.
Android Morty will outthink the monster.
Oh, yeah, and there are shared monster powers. Like, so.
Yeah. By the way, just so you know, you can make use of the armored innards power. 10 dice, defensive, and it's got tough of 4.
So, yeah, you can defend very well. You're at least a tough Morty, which is probably a really good quality for a Morty to have.
Yes.
All right, so...
But I am going to blast it, because...
Why not? It says area and spray, and it's 10 dice. So he is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and another one. To go and roll.
The monster's attacking spider and...
Yes. So, because you guys failed your thing, you don't get a chance to defend.
Yeah.
Unless he... He's got a lot of pairs, but nothing else. 4, 7, 8, 10. All right. Highest width, anything above a 2?
I've got... because of Wicked Fast 2 and Awesome 2, that means that I've got 3 sevens that turns into 5 sevens. And it's going to hit like 8 sevens because I've got Gnarly 3.
For what?
It doesn't add on to your additional sets. So if you have Gnarly 3, how many natural matches do you have?
Well, I'm going to have 3.
Which one are you looking at?
Hands.
Death Race.
So you've got a wiggle and then 2 regular matches. So it's and how many?
And it's also Wicked Fast.
So it goes off at 4.
That goes to how it hits, not damage.
Wicked Fast just means it goes off at width 4.
Yeah.
But it's 2 width.
So it goes off width 4. How many things of gnarly do you have?
3. So, it would
so
be
then it'll be 5.
It will do 5 points of damage because he does not have. He did not think he would need to defend. Wait, what? I'm sorry, what number is that on? What's the actual number of the roll?
7.
7. All right, so that hits him in the... That ruins all sets because they were all 2 width. So he is... And that is 2 plus 8 is 5. 4 points of damage. Right.
I had
2
by 8 to figure out a way to drain the pool.
Okay. You see there... With 2, you can't... With only a 2, you only see... You need a total of 5 to figure out exactly which one, but with 2, you can tell that there are 3 possible levers that it could be. 3 of them that are right next to the pool. So, but the pools are just set up in a big row column system. So, like, you're not sure exactly which one it is. So you could just spend more if you want. You could spend more brain cells in order to figure it out, or you could just run over and next turn and start randomly doing that. So, all right, now it's a new round. So you blast it before it could strike them. Good job.
And everyone else.
Yeah, everyone else just turns out, oh my god! So now it's combat. He has a brains of 2.
Hey
so
there, boys.
Does anybody have brains of 1? They're ready. All right, nope. So he declares first. He will split his actions to defend himself and do the tentacles again to attack you and you, since you're both Oriana. Or you look more like food to him than the spider. So, but he will split his action to do both. I guess it doesn't matter since you're all at high rank. So, David, what are you going to do?
I'm going to give him a bit more indigestion.
Okay, so you're going to attack again. So the Morty, what is your Morty going to do?
Morty?
Or the...
Okay, Fish Morty, I think is going to... Wait, you said these levers? Which lever do we need to pull? See if he can figure that one out.
Okay, so yeah, multiple more. If your Morty's yelling this out, then... Anyway, Kale, what are you going to do?
I think Spider Morty will try and Man-Spider Venom.
Okay.
Monster.
Very good.
And Robot Morty will pull a random lever.
Pull a random lever. Good job. All right. And Tom?
Rash decision-making protocols engaged.
Does Spider Morty have the sharing for the venom attack?
Yes, he's got man spider venom and crazy spider legs.
Yeah,
awesome. Then Spider Morty will also try to sink his teeth into the supple flesh of the living thing.
Okay.
And Fish Rick will go all claw attack on this guy.
Okay. All right, everybody roll.
Okay. Nothing for Morty, but pulls another random lever.
No, you said he was trying to figure it out.
So yeah.
He was just figuring.
So, I don't know.
That's very Morty.
Oh, that's better. He has 6 dice in Man Spider Venom and Gnarly times 1.
Sorry, what?
Morty.
Okay, what was that again, sir?
He has 6 dice in Man Spider Venom.
Okay. Six.
Wow.
Does he have anything, any bonuses?
Gnarly.
Just Gnarly, so he got 2 fives.
Okay, highest width. Anyone beat 4 width? For what?
10.
Width? You got 10 width?
No, 5 width.
5 width.
David and I both have 5.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got 5 tens, I've got 5 nines.
Okay. Go ahead.
So what's that for damage again?
It's your width plus Gnarly, if you have any.
6.
Points. 6, okay. Well, -1, because it's width -1. So, all right. What number?
10.
What's the height? Height 10, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. It has Gnarly.
Man's bedroom?
Yeah. All right, so that's
2. Okay. His... Yes, still has 3 width on an attack.
Mm-hmm. Got to match.
Yeah, I know. But it's -1.
So that is
damage.
Going to hit, I guess,
well,
Tom.
Oh,
sorry, go ahead.
Well, I also got 6x9, basically.
Okay.
3 nines, but I've got Wicked Fast, so it went off at speed 5.
Yeah.
But it's got Gnarly 3, so it's going to hit for 6.
All right.
On point 9.
Okay. How much?
6.
6. Okay.
6 points of damage.
All right. You're hitting different hit locations and beating them up pretty good. However, that only takes away 2 dice, so he says 2 dice, so that's 3 points of damage to hit location 6 on Tom.
Hit location 6?
Yeah.
That'll be guts. I have tough of 5.
Okay. You're fine on that one, then.
Fish scales. Take it. Suck it.
All right. Very good.
Actually, that's what I said. Like, scales. Suck it. Yeah.
All right. So, Caleb, you're pulling a random... Your Morty's pulling a random thing. Did he make a feet plus...
Oh, I didn't know he needed it.
Because he's running over a slippery thing. Yeah, a slippery path.
He's a robot. So is that PE, I guess?
Yeah. I love PE.
I have fallen. Error. Cannot get up.
Two knights.
All right. All right. He pulls one. This one pulls out. Fortunately, you hit the lever, and it starts draining another pool. Behind you, so it's not the right one. So there's only two left. All right.
But you really don't want to mistake the one of those two.
Anybody else got their actions left?
No.
Spider Morty inflicted two on hit location 5.
Okay, location 5. All right.
And Spider Rick inflicted 3 on hit location 7.
Two. Bless you.
3 on 7?
Yeah.
All right.
Kill the pig to drink his blood, right?
Alright, he is going to change tactics and try to roar to stun all of you with area of times 3, also useful ability. So that is what he is going to do. Or at least the 3 Ricks. So. What are you going to do? Are you just going to keep attacking?
Or yeah.
All right. So you roll as before.
I'm going to use the...
Because you haven't hit location 1 or 2. That's the only unaffected one yet. So, I'm sorry. You're going to pull one of the other levers?
As Morty, yeah. Spider Rick is going to use the useful quality on his crazy spider legs to try and clog his mouth with webs.
So okay, yeah. Okay, look, all right. So that's a, yeah. That would be a call.
You also have that ability.
Mm-hmm. I too will actually try to,
Alright. So everyone roll.
Spider person teamwork.
Morty. Let's see. Fish Morty got 2 on figuring out the right lever to pull.
So that's 4 total. Alright. You needed 5.
It worked out well.
So that, and how many dice was on that?
6.
6.
Two.
So it's 3 threes, but it goes off with 4.
Okay, with 4. All right.
5.
With 5.
Times 2.
Okay.
So that'd be 5 by 3.
So what is that? So yeah, highest width. Who's the highest width?
I have 5.
Also have 5.
Okay. And what is that?
It's the web attack on hit location 3.
Hit location 3. All right.
Whatever that might do.
That is
tie him up.
Yeah. So that paralyzes that. That was the tentacles. So
it's a useful quality. So.
So his tentacles are paralyzed. he wasn't using the tentacles, so his. Roar is still unaffected. What about you?
Managed to get 9s for just blasting. So hit location 9 is going to take 6 damage.
All right. Take hit location 9 out. Hit location 10 out. And do 1, 2 hit location 7. He's pretty heavily damaged.
Was either of those the part that was roaring?
No, that's 1 through 2. So anybody else be at with 4? With 4 had 10?
4 tens.
So these are going up the exact same
time. And
4
tens here.
For your other one? Okay.
Yeah, that's for Fish Rick.
Okay, so they're going up at the exact same instant. What about you?
So I'm trying to tie up things that you've already blown.
They're going up instantly.
Yeah.
So, well, all 3 of you are stunned. At 4 by 10. So this is a useful quality, so you'll be stunned for 3 turns. The 3 Ricks will be. And then your attack destroys it. And webbed it. Yeah, so that was its final thing. So the 3 of you are stunned. And the three guards are mentally blasted by the roar of the beast.
All I can think is when Jerry sees all of this stuff just showing up in the garden, he is going to be pissed.
All right, so what about your other Morty? Did he pull a lever?
Yeah, I pulled a
All right.
2 by 10.
He gets through there and he pulls the right lever because there are only two left, and he rolled 3, 4, 3, 6. So the monster's remains are sucked through the drain, and none of you have to worry about the room flooding. So
that wouldn't have been a problem.
That's what the other lever would have done. So. So yeah, Morty's, you have 3 rounds in which you have total freedom from the Ricks. Are you going to do anything, or is this combat over? No? All right. Yeah. You're still too codependent. so the three Ricks recover after being blasted, slightly hungover.
Rick, say something! Say something! Like,
please stop shaking me. I don't want to throw up in this helmet.
That would be fine. Oh, thank God, you're alive! We thought you were dead!
Yeah, many people have thought that. They are all dead, though. It's okay. All
right, so you find yourself in this vast chamber. So you're now that the monster is no longer attacking you, you can analyze it, and you realize this is part of some sort of system. You can't tell exactly what it does, but you can tell it's related to terraforming. There are vast deposits of water and. Filled with nutrients and that kind of thing. So you can tell whatever this is, it's meant to possibly rejuvenate a destroyed planet or something along those lines.
I wonder what this black stuff is in these canisters.
Hold on, we have
put it on our face.
Yeah.
Ah, science.
We haven't gotten there yet. So I'm totally original, by the way.
Yeah. Yet again.
Yeah.
That ground lime fruit.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to like. What do I write about first? Anyway. So you figured that out. You can continue exploring this part of the terraforming. You can go back to the other two places, or you can go back to the other two places. Do you want to keep delving into the terraforming, or do you want to look back at the base camp, or go up?
Let's just keep going.
Okay. All right, so you keep going to the terraforming. You do find a storage chamber filled with large containers containing some sort of biological payload. You could pry them open and look inside, or you could take them in there as you wanted. You also realize at this point that this entire pyramid itself is dimensionally shielded. You cannot open or you can use portal guns to teleport within it, but you cannot go into another universe. So if you want to get something out of this place, you have to hike it out of the.
Android Morty is going to open up one of the cases of black goo.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful idea.
Get a cup and start trying to serve everyone drinks. Would you like a drink?
No.
It's fine.
No, thank you.
There is black goo.
The black goo.
No, thank you. I've seen Prometheus.
Drink the black goo, organics. I want you to do this for reasons. Inexplicable reasons. Searching for character motivation. Buffering. Buffering.
All right, so, yeah.
I think that more to use is Windows 95.
Yeah. So you figure that out. So this stuff is valuable. At this point, though, you are getting some readings on your portal guns and other gadgets indicating some other activities going on in the pyramid. Perhaps other systems are being powered on, or there's some sort of interference. You can't tell exactly where it's coming from. There's one final section of the terraforming section, or you can go back.
Or clear out this whole way.
All right, so you're clearing out the
terraforming. Maybe the plot will make sense in the next room.
All right, the last chamber has these vast cylinders, it looks like, or it's hard to tell. It's sort of a subterranean vast storage chamber. You can go ahead and give me super science checks to figure it out. It's not nearly as apparent.
Two sixes.
Pair of tens.
All right. Tens, yeah. You realize this is an atmospheric processing center in terms of either creating, there is a sort of central sort of alien design control panel, but it's meant to introduce or alter the atmosphere of the planet or other things. So you realize you attempting to read it, you're not exactly sure what the atmosphere it's. You could hit a button to turn it on to start exporting atmosphere, but you're not sure exactly what the makeup of that atmosphere would be. You could try and experiment to alter its composition, or you could set it to something pretty basic if you wanted to. You could just force set it to it's set to some sort of complex mixture of gases. You're not sure exactly what, some of which seem exotic to you, but you could force it to do a basic known thing, like basic oxygen-nitrogen mixture, you know, i.e. Earth atmosphere, nothing special about it. Or you could do something poisonous. You just make it, yeah, ammonia gas, or you know, chlorine, or something lethal. There is also some sort of video or some sort of media playback system on it. You're not sure exactly. You need another super science check to figure out about that.
Two tens.
Yeah, you could hook it into the robot's eyes and have it play back something.
Okay.
The robot.
Andrew Morgan.
Yeah.
Jumps right on it.
All right.
Let's see what this baby's got on it.
You, so an alien appears on you, who are the chosen one of our elders that our prophecy has foreseen. You will bring life where there is death, hope where there is despair, and a future where there is nothing. For this, you must
turn it on speed and a half.
Alright, so he's going through this long preamble. The only final test now is for you to swear to the agreement as we have indicated in through your previous trials.
Andrew Morty swears.
Andrew Morty. So, do you swear to make the payments as the elders have foreseen?
Wait, nobody's making any payments here.
Yes, I We're feel both. Inexplicable loyalty to you, nondiscreet extra-digital citizens,
to
do so.
For you, in order to bring life where there's nothing, for you to make the payments, the sacrifice that is necessary. Do you swear to make these payments on time? Do you swear, in order to share your new investment with others as decreed upon by the agreement of the elders? Do you swear to share this in a timely manner? So it's a great deal. Have I mentioned that? So you can
select all. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So please make your down payment now of 5,000 Klieg gores.
Is he confused of his own currency?
Our system is not indicating exactly what where you are from. Did you not fill out the application, the first trial of the elders, and the credit check of the elders?
Well, Android Boy is going to try everything he can to get on board.
Okay,
What? Our credit's good.
So those of you who are not there, you can make brains plus notice checks or
AAA plus
super science checks, except for David since he's broadcasting it.
Eight.
All right. You realize that this is actually a live broadcast being broadcast from somewhere else in this universe. And two, you could actually talk to this person, whoever it is, this alien. And three, it sounds a lot like that one time Jerry dragged you to that place talking about the condos and something about, you know, God. So you start thinking back to that. So he continued on. So you seem to be not of legal adult age. Are you sure you are at least 21 years old to sign the agreement of the elders?
Parts of me are 21 years old.
Well, that's good enough. All right, so what currency do you use?
Refurbished parts.
What currency do you use?
Glorps.
Glorps?
Yes. Like, oh, that's great. The Glorp market crashed years ago. It's the ruble of the universe.
I'm sorry. Not all of us deal in severed human fingers.
How many
Spider Morty?
Seven severed human fingers do you have on here?
Spider Morty's like, I've only got like 9, Rick.
Like, 9.
The minimum payment is at least 100 severed fingers.
That's a lot of severed fingers.
Do you have anything you'd like to trade? Or maybe you want a halftime share? I mean, for the elders, for the sake of the future.
I have a bunch of biological terraforming.
Well, yeah, that's part of why. Have you been messing with our unit there?
No.
You took the tour, right?
I'm going to need a Rick.
Yeah.
No, we haven't touched it.
Yeah.
Andrew Morty's back now. Take a drink.
Yes.
Drink the fluid.
Because that's expensive. And that would be taken out of your security deposit.
No, we would never touch that.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to need a written contract for this.
We have the contract of the elders right here. But look, you're not signing without a down payment.
Well, I need to look at it first.
Well, what's your format? I can send it through this, so the screen turns to pure text and starts in an alien language. I don't see a printer function connected to this device.
What's the human fingers to silk exchange rate?
Well, I mean, that, oh, God, jeez, you're going to talk about Bitcoin next.
No, wait. I'm going to use super science.
Okay.
To come up with an intergalactic currency exchange scheme.
Okay.
To turn my human fingers into glorps and trade their credit until I eventually have enough of some currency.
Okay, give me super science, sir.
I have 3 9s.
Okay, so you realize you can do this, but you can't do it here. You need an outside connection to some sort of financial network. And this is a hard line straight to the timeshare companies. Timeshare of the elders. the elders of the Gligor universe. You'd have to find somewhere else in order to do it. But then
I open a portal to.
You can't portal out of the pyramid.
I can't portal out of the pyramid.
You can only teleport within the pyramid.
Okay, I'm going to use my useful power of distracting rhetoric to talk to him.
Okay.
And basically bamboozle the salesman and just kind of gesture for him to go on.
Okay. You can keep
on his way out.
Look, I have another applicant, Quester, who is trying to rejuvenate his homeworld for a low down payment with 3.9 APR.
2.8. Well, 3.9, well, that's decent, but we're talking 3.85 over here.
I have someone else on the other line.
3.85. Drink all of the black ooze.
All right. Well, is he talking about that black ooze? That's expensive. We use that to clean it.
Like, good Lord, can you at least give him a little more RAM?
All right, so you use your rhetoric on him, but you can keep him on the line, but you can call him back. He'll want to take your down payment. So you can't activate the terraforming machinery without making a down payment.
Did we at least see the contract?
Yes.
So can we read it to find out what exactly he wants us to buy?
Yeah, go ahead and make another super science or a brain.
Like, okay, once we get out, can we teleport to, like, the elemental plane of lawyers?
You can't teleport outside.
It's a horrifying place. 2 tens.
This is a timeshare for terraforming. This is you would pay into and you get access to the planet for 2 weeks out of the year. So for the greater good, because the elders have foreseen you as the hero because you're a hero. But you know this terraforming isn't free. So and it's a great opportunity.
So who's at the terraforming right now? Or is it 50? Just like brand new? Is this ground floor?
This is ground floor. This is like they've been. It's open house. Like,
so
would you
what
like,
happens to the planet the other 50 weeks of the year?
Well, other people will get it, buy into it. I mean, it's a great, well, you're in the ground floor. I mean,
okay. So are they going to terraform it to their standards during the other 50 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, usually, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
so how exactly do we terraform it so that it's say methane atmosphere on the entire planet?
That's, I'm so glad you asked that. We have this great affiliate marketing program. If you refer other clients who have your same taste in atmospheres, that you get a kickback for everyone who signs up through you. You see, so it's very profitable as long as you can get more people to sign up. So you have a lot of friends and family.
Good Lord, they've combined the timeshare with a pyramid scheme.
That's why they put it inside the ziggurat. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, well, of course, you need a connection of a building that's very connected to evil entities to combine the timeshare and the pyramid scheme.
Did you
and
see
it's
our
a building where you sacrifice you our, hearts on top?
Did you see the cookie tray? It was fresh cookies. If not, I'll call Brenda. She'll come by. She'll have some snacks for you.
Yes.
Call
Brenda.
All right. I'm sorry, what was that?
Nothing.
All right. But
boys,
yeah.
What about the walls?
But yeah, just please, yeah, if you want to guarantee that your planet...
Send more Brendas.
if you want to guarantee that your planet stays terraformed to your specifications, then you should sign up more people. Because it's a great... I mean, some people make it their full-time jobs, and they love it. It's a great career saving the universe, saving the planet, you know, being the hero. Because you're really the hero. The elders have foreseen this. You're the prophesized hero. And so are you, wouldn't you? So
I'm
just putting webs across all the doors in anticipation of Brenda coming.
Yeah. Well, she's up. She'll be up in the foyer. Yeah.
The foyer.
Shoot blanks here.
Yeah.
That's like further up, right?
Yeah, yeah. Of course. You haven't even taken the full tour yet of the planet. I mean, this will be like, you know, I mean, you'll be able to have parties here. I mean, it's great for grilling. There's
tentacle monsters in the basement.
Oh, yeah. We have top-notch security. And, they're eco-friendly, you know. They're very green, so... but, yeah, you'll be... Because, again, you're the destined heroes of this planet. You'll save all the primitive tribals living over in the mountains. Anyway, you're the heroes. So,
in the
yeah.
mountains, you say.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
That's practically the ghetto. Yeah. You know that.
So, just make that down payment.
All right, we'll call you back.
Go on the tour, then.
Yeah, all right. Because you're the heroes, because there's trials, too. You know, I'm sure the trials.
Yes.
Are...
Yes.
All right, so you go back. So that's the end of the terraforming section. You head back. You can go to the base camp, or you can go up to the upper section of the pyramid.
Well, I think Brenda's coming to the foyer.
Let's go up, because it appears that all of the scientists that died here were horribly stupid. And we could learn absolutely nothing from them.
All right.
I would bet that even the cartographer they brought along would somehow get lost, despite making a map of these very halls.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is totally
an interactive 3D map at that.
All right, so we head up to the upper layer of the pyramid. The air is thinner here.
I could use some cookies.
Jar. By the time you get there to the top, going up the stairs, or there is a incongruous little plate on a little pedestal of sugar cookies that look like they're store bought. But
Pepperidge Farm, at least?
No, oh no, it's a generic store. You know, just baked in a grocery store.
What are you doing? You don't eat.
Spider Mort and I will spit acidy venom all over them and then slurp up the remains.
Alright, you do so. There's a high sugar content, so you're fine.
I'll have you know that I spent 3 months
retrofitting this body to where I could actually digest alcohol and metabolize sugar.
So you find machine. You find murals depicting the alien culture and civilization, and the Mortys seem to actually be quite unnerved by their as they depict horrors from beyond time and space, or seem to. There's
and also Morty's too busy guzzling black ooze.
Yeah.
He just has like a dozen of them under his arm, and he's making it rain.
There's also a central chamber with a powerful, what it looks, there's large, amount of equipment here.
It is all elaborate machinery.
But you're not alone. You hear the sounds of, someone rooting through the machinery or, you hear, you know, tools being hammered on.
Someone's going to ruin everything.
And then, Zalem's trying again now. And that sort of thing. So do you stealth?
Spider Morty will go over to see what's going on.
Okay. Spider Morty.
As well, Fish Eyed Morty. Wait, is there somebody else here?
Give me people.
Is
there people?
There's gotta be. It sounds like people. Rick!
Whoa, three sixes.
Okay.
That's a man kiss.
Two twos.
Okay. You succeed. They don't seem to notice you. You see what appears to be a small group of people working at the machinery. They're trying to. It appears their goal is to unlock a some sort of strange alien artifact hovering on a pedestal. It's protected by a force field in the center of the room. That's up on a dais. But they there's a woman in a lab coat. Frantically trying wires, but then there's also looks like several superhero types, spandex capes, costumes, looking very dashing. Lots of pouches. There's three of them. One of which has
they're from the Liefeld dimension.
One of them has a big nuclear symbol on his chest.
Rick, why does that guy have his underwear on the outside of his pants? Is he insane?
Who are you asking? Fish? Spider Morty?
Yeah.
They're like
either of them,
yeah.
Like, Morty and Rick.
No, like they're probably comic book heroes or something. I don't know. I could probably eat them.
Andrew Morty's going up to them.
Three Mortys are going.
All right, one of them jumps behind as Morty's approaching him. They stop. They turn. Who goes there? Captain Nuclear.
We're just Mortys.
Definitely organic, Morty. Would you like a drink of black ooze?
There's a grizzled-looking guy, very short, very hairy with claws, popping out of very... Or Adam's hands like, these guys look like...
does he say
spies?
Bug? Does he actually say
I say we got them and throw them through the... throw them in another universe. The woman scientist is like, no, I don't know who these are. I'm getting... They're not native to this dimension either. They must be other explorers. Tell me, were you lost from your families? Or are you clones? What's going on?
Well, we're Mortys.
Is that a station? Or are you like a? Is that your job as a explorer?
Well, our job is basically to be Mortys. Really,
it's to be Mortys. It's interesting, fascinating culture.
Repeat query. Black ooze.
No, thanks. We're trying to save our world. You see, we need that alien artifact. We're trying to use it to stop it. It has incredible power and can destroy planets. We're trying to save our universe or our planet by using it to blow up a monster that threatens our entire world. So, you know, we're just going to be doing that.
Is the monster on your world?
He's approaching.
Oh, okay. That'd be kind of silly if you tried to use it if the monster was there.
Reframe query. Would you like some exceptionally dark cola? Saving universes seems like thirsty work.
All right, give me face plus canai.
I think you actually got three dice.
I got three dice in it. Oddly, that doesn't work.
They seem to ignore you.
It's okay. More for me.
So as the three Mortys are talking to them, what are the three Ricks going to be doing?
Great. They're trying to take something they don't understand. Why won't people learn not to do that? Let's go stop them from, like, killing things and worlds.
As you're
especially our Mortys.
As you're looking that over, a group of athletic looking teenagers in spandex costumes, all color green. It's like, hey,
you tricked me into a fucking risk game.
Take a climb. Really, you watched Rick and Morty. They're pretty much like this anyway. They're more. Some seem to be telepathic. Some seem to have the power of flight or elemental powers. They ask you, and you can see their faces. They're just color coordinated costumes. Their leader asks you who you are. What are you doing in this? We're trying to save the world by stopping them from getting the Undestroyer, the most powerful weapon in the universe, or any universe.
Are they talking to the Ricks?
No, they're talking. Yeah, they're talking to the Ricks.
No, we're just here because bureaucracy says we had to be.
Besides, we're scientists. Can't you tell we're scientists? We're wearing lab coats, aren't we?
Who told you that was the most powerful weapon in the universe?
Was it the same guy who tried to sell the timeshare downstairs?
The Elders? Have you heard of them?
Yeah.
Yes, the timeshare of the Elders.
They said that was a critical part of this facility and that this place was necessary to save.
Did they ask for a down payment?
Yes.
Yeah. Let me explain what it's.
Wait, you're a spy.
Is.
You're a telepathic spy for the evil terrorist mutants.
No. What? No. No. Do I look like a spy to you?
All right. So
growing teens need lots of energy. Would you like a protein shake?
Oh, who would?
Exceptionally dark.
Well, the Ricks are away from the other group.
I know. I'm saying Android Morty has lost interest because they're not drinking the black ooze.
All right, so you want them.
Which is inexplicably every android's motivation in life to dose people with alien black ooze, Rupee.
All right, so go ahead and give me another Facebook connection.
Come on, you can do it, man.
Damn.
That was a tilt.
Damn.
That was a tilt, man.
Okay, I'll reroll. Threes!
All right, which teenager would you like it to drink?
That one. Give it to the love interest.
Give it to the really attractive guy.
I don't know.
They're all really attractive. Like, they're all like fashion models.
Give it to the Green Ranger. He's the heartthrob. Everybody.
No, they're X-Men, all right.
Oh, man. These are X-Men?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought I already struck out with the X-Men.
No, the Avengers. You struck out with the not-Avengers.
Give it to the one with the protruding atoms.
I will give it to the hairy Canadian one.
Okay. He's on both teams at the same time.
Wait, can't give it to the
there are two of him?
He just shows up wherever you are. Superpower.
No, wait, not that one. Give it to the one who is wearing the piece of weird headgear that puts an X across his eyeballs.
I already gave it to the Canadian.
All right, you gave it to the Canadian guy. He doubles over in pain. He starts screaming. But then his powers grow even more extreme. It becomes darker and grittier. And he goes out in a berserker rage attacking his teammates. And those teammates start attacking the scientific heroes. Scientific heroes start attacking the mutant teenagers. And soon all six of you are involved are just standing by as the entire pyramid erupts into very colorful battle.
Now we can inspect the item that they were.
It is in the force field, but yeah, you can inspect.
So spider Rick. Uncle Rick, this is like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
You did good, Morty. You did good.
It looks like a small handheld like energy vessel type device, but it is charged with an incredible amount of energy. But that's it. You can tell. Give me super science checks.
Pair of pens.
Pair of eights.
You realize this is actually a portal gun, a heavily modified portal gun that opens up a portal and creates a permanent portal in the universe into its antimatter equivalent, thus releasing a potentially infinite amount of antimatter into the same universe, thus creating, if you shoot it just right, you could just destroy something as small as a planet. But if you fuck up and shoot the wrong thing, like a sun or something like that, you could cause the collapse of an entire universe. So, very, very powerful. You realize the force field that protects it is powered by the same energy that keeps the entire scheming pyramid running. So if you were to disable it, in fact, the pyramid itself is powered by this device. So if you were to disable something to get the weapon, you would lose the ability to terraform anything.
Okay.
So it's the power source of it. As it's used, opening up a pinpoint microscopic size antimatter.
You know what? I don't want to do this. It's just going to open up the whole debate of whether or not we should have open carry licenses for Doomsday weapons. I don't want to get involved.
Those guys
are crazy.
I'm going to poop a bunch of webbing on top of the force field so it will fall on the weapon.
Oh, the force field blocks everything.
I know.
Okay.
But it will fall on the weapon as soon as
the force it's around the weapon, so it's not going to get through it. It's not
I know, but like, yeah. if it keeps things off, right?
Yeah.
So it emits force.
Yeah.
So if I put something on the force field, and the force field goes off.
Oh, if it goes off. Yeah. Okay.
It'll just.
I thought you were saying it. No. Yeah, if you do that, yeah. It will do that. All right.
And then I'm going to.
All right, so you realize the equipment in here is sort of the central machinery of the facility. So there's a couple things you can do. One, you could try and hack it to disable it. Two, you could also tap into financial networks to use your scheme that you thought of to gain enough money for a down payment. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the power needs to be on for that to work. Three, there's also sensors, various machines to alter, you could flood certain parts of the pyramid. Wow. You could turn the life support off. There's a lot of things you can do.
Has the violence finally died down?
No, villains have shown up. and so now they've teamed up to put their differences aside. And the Canadian has changed costumes twice already. and there's already a shadow doppelganger version of him fighting on his own. So it's really...
Andrew Morty is passing out refreshing drinks
they're,
to all of the combat.
Give me another Facebook knife check to see how many others fall to it.
Damn it!
Can I give him an extra chance at it by throwing in my...
You can't use relationships.
Well, it's Morty's.
Yeah.
I thought monsters use relationships.
Morty can use it as well.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, the Morty can use his own relationships. But again, it's the same risk. If you fail the check, even if you're using relationship, damages the relationship, and you can't use it anymore.
Jessica will never like him unless he can poison all of the humans with the inexplicable black ooze.
All right.
That's what girl androids like.
All right.
Yes, eights.
All right.
And sevens.
One of the villains sees what happened to Canadian. He's like, give me that. I must prove that I'm better and tougher and more gritty than he is.
Yes.
Yes.
You certainly do have the same amount of facial hair.
Yes.
Tell your friends about black ooze.
and then there's the wacky guy who always regenerates, and he takes it and gets all even wackier. So, yes, several others take it, increasing the chaos. So... But as you're, so what is your plan? What are you guys wanting to do? All three of you can fuck with the machinery at the same time. There's plenty of panels and circuits and whatnot to mess around with.
I'm not sure we should use that particular currency. Glignards are, I think they have a better market value for what you're thinking of. You know, because they had that big merger with that other universe a while back.
Well, yeah, but the thing is that you can use Glignards to buy gold, and then you can use gold to buy other gold, and then you can
gold
to buy anti-gold.
Oh, come on, gold, really, that supernova-based metal, please, come on, that's not going to last.
Maybe not in your universe, but in ours, it's a superconductor.
No, it's your scheme.
Yeah. So why do we want to buy this place? Like,
I don't know.
For what purpose? Like, does any of this serve?
That's a good question. You are near the entrance of the pyramid. You could go outside to the top, which would put you outside on the stairs at the top of the pyramid, and open a portal back to the Citadel of Rix to open communications, or just leave if you wanted to just, like, I'm fucking done with this.
But, like, why? Like, what are we going to do? Like, we could... buy a timeshare, or...
Well, actually, that's a good...
have a weapon of ultimate destruction.
You realize...
weapon of ultimate
Now you think about it, yeah. Why did Hammerick not give you really better mission objectives with this? What was... and what happened to those camera bots? What are they up to?
Something about this mission is all us.
Are they not following us?
No, they disappeared.
All right, let's find the camera bots.
How are you going to find them?
Um...
We could use Android.
I've been webbing everything.
Yeah.
Maybe one of them's caught in a web, and I could feel it twitching. So.
No, they're nowhere in the pyramid or anywhere your webs are.
Let's use Android Morty's head and sensors to detect them.
Super science. Okay, give me a super science check.
Force.
Okay.
All right, you realize you could do that.
Trip 10s.
Yeah, okay. You realize what you have to do is hook yourself into the machinery itself, and that would give you a much wider search area. You could search hundreds of square miles at a time, and then potentially the entire planet. Of course, the other problem is that you would start taking damage because that's a lot of power. So,
Andrew Morty volunteers.
So he can do that, yes. Andrew Morty volunteers. So give me a brains notice check. So basically, every time you make a check, you'll start at 5 dice worth of damage, and then every search check you make after that, you will take 1.
Jessica loves androids that can diffuse their mind across global networks.
Okay,
so I'm going to use that.
Is it possible to hook us both in at the same time?
Same rules.
Yeah, might as well.
All right. Alright, I didn't make any damage on this check.
You got 2 10s.
You find one of them.
2 7s, multiple sets?
Well, no, you don't. No. Okay.
Trip 5s.
Where's the one at?
You take, let's see here, no damage for David. You find the last two with 3. All 3 of them are in the mountain range to the east. They seem to be interacting.
Indigenous.
Indigenous population, yes. Which is odd. So, yeah.
Thank you, computer.
Yeah.
Drink with me to celebrate.
Computer does not drink.
I know, I'm pulling that back who's on it anyway. Okay. And do all of its ports.
Alright, things start short circuiting at this point.
Actually, unplug him before he does it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
So the sensor stopped working, but you know where he is. There's a variety of vehicles parked outside the pyramid: Blackbird jets, hovercraft, tanks,
invisible plane. Toad's taking the invisible plane.
All right, you take the invisible plane, so you could fly over to the mountains, leaving behind You see, there's a giant outside now fighting another giant. Then there's even mutated animals fighting each other.
Four of them?
No, there's a bunch. There's just...
Four identical ones, just different colored armbands.
No, like animals, like Thor's dog or whatever, you know.
Crypto's here.
Yeah, Crypto's.
Are there any weather... Weather?
They're causing up storms above him. All
right, Android Morty's throwing black ooze into the weather.
All right. So then it starts raining. Hands plus punching to see if he can throw it far enough for Android Morty.
Excellent, Morty. Chocolate rain.
He is not effective.
All right. We lost in the wind. But yeah, there's 6 of you get there fairly quickly in the invisible jet. And you see the 3 robot probes are... see the invisible jet landing, and they start fleeing in opposite direction. But there's a lot of indigenous people there that are looking there. They're kind of got a tribal setup. But
are they people? Or are they indigenous?
They look like people. They're kind of mutated.
They're blue, I guess.
Kind of brownish. But yeah, they've got weird jewelry. That looks kind of that they have all around them. You've never seen anything kind of like. In fact, it looks more like fossil, some sort of exotic bone or fossil that they've turned into jewelry. It's kind of hard to tell. You'd have to examine it to get a better sense of what it was. But the 3 robot probes, camera robots, just start in opposite directions. They're lost in the crowd. You'd have to shoot through them or chase them and actually get a clear shot on them. So you could talk to the people. You have access to a universal translator.
Hello, people of this planet.
How are you?
We're good. We're good. Yeah, we're good, officer. We're fine. We're cool. We're cool. nothing unusual going on here. Yeah.
Are their eyes red?
Yes, they are.
Shot.
Yes.
Really? That's what we're doing here.
We're not doing anything. We're just being native people in tune with this ruined wasteland of.
All right. Come on, enough.
Robot eyes. Let's see what's so special about the jewelry.
Okay. You walk up to one and analyze. Start zooming in.
Pair of sevens.
Okay, so you're doing that. That'll take you a little while. What about you two?
Tell me what you're on. I'm not going to judge.
They actually don't want to talk to the giant fish guy. Morty can make a face plus charm check.
No, he can't.
Okay.
Don't have enough.
That's okay. Fish Morty can. Please, we just want to find out what's going on so we can go home.
Why don't you let us go home? And I was like, look, we've all done things we regret in our lives. There's no reason. All
right, give me a check.
Nope.
Okay.
Android Morty will recall his sister Summer's trying to score weed protocols.
All right. We're not cops. We would have to tell you if you were cops. All right.
I'm cool, brother. Have you ever tried ooze?
All right, go for it. Make a roll.
Sevens.
All right. Okay. Since you're not cops,
we would tell you if we were cops.
Yes. you're cool. Look, we've just been trading the jewelry for. We have some coke. We get uppers, downers, quaaludes. It's like a candy store, man. We live in a wasteland. There's nothing here. It's just awful. And we get a lot of really great party favors from those robots. Do you have any? Are you holding?
Indeed, I am.
Then what are you holding?
Black ooze. It is the latest thing on the streets.
Really? Well, I guess you're right. All right. So he starts reading Black Ooze, and he starts...
Andrew Morty's my new favorite character. Andrew Morty / Michael Fassbender.
You're welcome. All right, so you analyze it. You realize these fossils are... Or these the jewelry is actually some sort of petrified alien bone of some alien species that, like, has acid blood and actually, like, give it time enough, like, if it dies of natural causes and it just melts away, it creates this extra beautiful sort of ethereal color patterns on it. So sort of translates.
So xenomorphs turn into new age shit.
Yes.
Sold at Earthbound stores?
Yes.
Great. Went up with my John Lennon the Magic poster and rain stick.
Exactly. But as you're doing that, you're all three of you know that this sort of deal is not supposed to go forward. The Council of Rich has very strict rules against this sort of thing, especially because the guy's clearly not paying any taxes on this. He's not giving council any cut of the action, which is that's totally not cool to make deals under the table. Like, the council has to get, like, they have upkeep, they have maintenance. So this guy, the Hammer Rick, is obviously using you as pawns in his black market scheme. So...
Who says
two Rick? Rick.
Yeah.
It's two Rick.
Two Rick. So, you have a couple options. You can go back to the council and tattle on him. Two, you could try and lure Hammer Rick here and force him to give you part of the action. Three, or you do whatever you want. You found out the situation while you were sent here.
Yeah, I'm done. This is telling these bastards.
There's apparently also the fate of some universes at stake. You know, the one you've also corrupted, you know, infected all those people with the black ooze.
Doesn't even seem to really do anything.
As you watch, the guy is the first person who drank it just sort of spasm up in pain, and has gone back to his hut, clutching it and clutching his stomach and moaning.
It gives him a jippy tummy. Great.
Can I engineer a drug for them to use?
You could. What kind of drug do you want to give
some
them?
Some good hydroponic.
Well, first off, like, are they edible people?
Yes.
Okay, so I want a hyper-fertility drug.
Okay. You realize...
Spider Rick Paradise. Full of natives everywhere.
If you had, you know, it would make a really good way to do that.
What?
You terraform the planet.
All right. I guess I could do that. I will go back and do the currency.
You need to get the money. All right. So you're gonna. So that's your plan.
Yeah.
Are you guys gonna participate? I mean, you can't even benefit from that. But like, are you?
Well, look. Here's the deal. I'll help you with the currency, as long as you cut me in for like 5%.
All right. We'll do the currency scheme, I'll buy a timeshare, we'll terraform it, then all the androids, because I know how you guys love it, get the rest of the black ooze, because I'm not going to need to terraform it again, we unplug the bitch, I get a machine of ultimate death power to use against the council, I will succeed, we'll have Kingdom of the Spider Ricks, you can get whatever we can pawn, we'll strip the wiring out of the walls, we don't need it.
Other oceans here.
As you're talking this over, are you heading back to the pyramid?
Yeah.
All right, as you're doing that, though, you see the lights in the pyramid go off. Pull the string!
I did poop on the force field.
You pull the string. as you do so, a incredibly large... black oozy hand grabs the universal undestroyer or the undestroyer in one hand and holds it back. Your blast is absorbed by it. Apparently, all the heroes and villains have been absorbed into a horrible gestalt black ooze monster. As
there's nothing we could have done to stop this.
Really?
Couldn't have foreseen that.
It was inevitable.
As it takes the Undestroyer and starts pushing it, using its powerful might to open a portal large enough for it to return.
And now we run.
So, unless you want to try and talk to him, it goes through, fleeing, taking the Undestroyer and the power source of the pyramid with it.
You know what? I think there's a valuable lesson in here somewhere. Well, that was a wasted day. Yeah.
Not entirely.
All right, we will start stripping the wiring out of the
pyramid. All right, so you start stripping the wiring out of the pyramid, letting the robot probe return to deal drugs to gain xenofossil artifacts.
Yeah, but they're not going to get anything for this copper.
Oh, no. And the xenometals. those exotic materials, man, they're worth like 10 foot a pound. Or 10 bucks a pound. Yeah. So, all right, so that is the adventure.
There's one last thing.
One hell of a climax.
Yeah.
one last thing.
It was a very Rick and Morty climax.
Yeah.
When we get back, just, all right, where's the rest of the council? By the way, guys.
Yeah.
Guess what I recorded?
You kind of broke...
Let's just all take steroids and beat up Hammer Rick while playing DMX.
That seems more satisfying.
No, but we will beat like Hammer Rick and Morty with Sludgehammer Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
So
what you're saying is that it's time to drop the hammer.
You say, "Hey, Hammer Rick!" He just sees you start running as the three of you run him down like the dog he is, and make him eat his own
tail. As Android Morty feeds black ooze into the sprinkler system of the council.
Funny thing, all the black ooze was removed.
No!
Yeah.
Android Morty explodes.
Alright. Alright, so that's Rick and Morty.
That's what happened to the rest of the rest.
I'm not sure there are things.
I think I need to upgrade him before.
Questions, comments, suggestions?
Just really one thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I thought of several plot lines and it was hard.
I did all of them.
Yeah, I combined it all. I wanted to do something that was appropriate for the show. But one of the things that I found out, according to the wiki, is that the only Rick who actually gives a shit about his Morty is the Prime. All the other ones, I mean, treated them the same. So it was kind of like,
yeah.
How do you do something where the player characters are sort of relatable? It's like, well, you can't really do that, so might as well just do something gonzo. So.
No, it was fun.
Anything you guys would have changed or anything you would have preferred? No. Yeah.
I think it was good.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not sure you critique
all right.
everything in the kitchen sink.
All right. Yeah. Fair enough. We'll see you guys next time.
It was fun.